In the last 10 years, our field has gone from an unknown specialty to a household name. This brings unprecedented opportunities, but we need to rise up to meet them and give our patients the care that they deserve. In order to help others get better, we need to be better. This podcast will help you to become more confident with your patients, more successful in your practice or business, and a leader in pelvic health. And we're going to have some fun along the way. Join us as we rise together. We're Jesse and Nicole Cozine, founders of Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy and the creators of the Pelvic PT Huddle. And this is Pelvic PT Rising.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pelvic PT Rising podcast with Jesse and Nicole Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
We are coming off an absolutely incredible weekend with our CEO boardroom program, Nicole, and wanted to bring you guys a little taste and some ideas that we had batted around and talked about during that retreat. It was so fun.
So fun. I know on Monday's podcast, we were like, did we have a good time? We don't know. And the overwhelming answer is absolutely yes, just as we expected. There is something about being with all of these people and meeting some for the first time, some we've known for a long time, some we've seen at Pelvicon. People are just awesome. Our specialty is awesome. People in our programs are awesome. And we are just so like grateful and thankful that we were able to hang out with these folks.
So just a little bit of background for those who may not have been paying as much attention, but as of now, we have worked with more than 500 businesses, which Nicole is still crazy to say out loud. As they get started, as they grow, as they hire and bring other people on board. And so we have four different levels in a way that we've redone the programs, which is actually has us do two separate retreats. We've been doing retreats out here in San Clemente for several years now, but this is going to be the first year that we've done two. And man, after doing this weekend, I'm so grateful we made the decision to make that change.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you who aren't following super close, you know, we have the Kickstarter program, which is an online course that helps you to see the first patient in your door. And we have our awesome Signature Accelerator program. And that's what kind of like over those 500 businesses that we have coached, what everybody needs to know about their business. And whether you are a seasoned business owner or brand new, this is like the foundational principles of your business. From there, we expect everybody to kind of go into the one-on-one mentorship program. That is where we get one-on-one calls and just really are able to individualize your business stuff. And so it's just a really great other group of people. And then from there, we have like an elite group of people, and there are almost 20 of those in this group now called the CEO Boardroom. And that's what the retreat was this weekend. And so it's like top 3% of pelvic health rehab businesses in the country, and they are badass people.
Yeah, everybody there is making more than $250,000 a year. And at that level, you start to have different issues, different problems, different challenges, and different potential opportunities. And so it's really fun to work with those folks, and wanted to bring you guys just a little taste of what that's like wherever you're at in your business, or if you're, as we affectionately call you guys, wannabes, just to give you a little glimpse down the road. Because with everything that we do, we are basically trying to create the resources we wish had been available for us. Like, I wish when we were starting off, Nicole, there had been a resource like this where the best programs from all over the country could get together like this, like the leading cash-based pelvic PT and OT groups. I mean, it's so exciting. We're going to bring to you guys some of our big takeaways from this. But our main theme of this, Nicole, was going from good to great. Because everybody in this program was doing good. They have a business that would be literally the envy of 97% of people in pelvic rehab. I mean, even small businesses. I mean, they're probably in the top 5% of all small businesses.
Yeah, which is kind of mind-blowing, because sometimes we get so tunnel vision on our own specialty and our own field and stuff. But I mean, talk about this shit's hard. Like, running any business is difficult. Keeping any business afloat is hard. And these people are freaking thriving in our field. And it's just a really, really cool thing to see.
So I think one of the first takeaways that we have for you guys is that there is no longer really an upper limit on cash-based pelvic rehab businesses. And I know when we were starting off, Nicole, it was kind of accepted as truth. First of all, everybody said that you can never do a cash-based practice. No one would ever actually pay for services that they're expecting to get covered by their insurance or they're expecting to get for free. Why would anybody ever pay more than a $15 copay to see one of you guys? That's where it started. Then, as cash businesses became bigger, people would say things like, well, that's great for you. You, the Nicole Cozine, can get people in the door and are willing to pay you, but you'll never build a program that has staff. Everybody will always have to see you. You can never charge for someone else's services. And what we saw with this group is that there is no limit anymore. Like, we have blown past that glass ceiling and just exploded it.
That, which is so cool. And not only just for business ownership and for rehab in general, but for freaking women-owned businesses. This is freaking mind-blowing. And now there really is no limit. That in and of itself is scary sometimes, because a lot of times you get paralyzed by, well, if, you know, we're all like trailblazing, it's like there's nothing to look up to except for each other. And that's what is so cool about it.
I mean, the people who are coming out, we saw, are doing wellness collectives in their buildings. They have multi-clinician practices. They're employing PTs and OTs and PTAs. They're PTs and OTs in our group. They've bought buildings. They are renting rooms to physicians. I mean, everything that everyone would have said you can't do 5 years ago, these amazing business owners are doing it, and we could not be happier or more proud. They're growing faster than we ever did at Pelvic Sanity, which we're so excited and proud about. It's really fun to see a world where there aren't these limitations in place, whether they're our own mental limitations or whether they were actual things ever out there. But man, it is cool to see people just blowing through those expectations.
Yeah, man. So that's number one, no limits on what we can do as pelvic rehab practice owners.
So I think the second thing, Nicole, that was a little bit of a theme of the retreat was that what got you here won't get you there. And it's something that we talk about in the business all the time, is that you run basically brand new business every 3 to 6 months. It's a different business. There's different personnel. There's different challenges. There's a different limiting factor. And especially for folks at this level, there are some challenges there, because at that point, you are no longer the person who's primarily responsible for seeing patients.
Right. And I think that that's really a challenging thing for us at this level, is that the people, and I'll speak for Pelvic Sanity, but there is like so many more patients that are coming into the doors of Pelvic Sanity than I could ever treat myself. And at my height, I was treating almost 50 patients a week. And that's mind-blowing that now the amount of volume that's going through Pelvic Sanity, I could never even imagine to do by myself. But with that comes a different set of challenges and mindsets and priorities and the way that we value our time. And it really is true that what got you here, a successful practice, will not get you to that next level. And so that was our theme of this weekend, was going from good to great, because I feel like everybody, like Jesse said at the beginning, at the top of the podcast, was that these practices would be the envy of almost every single pelvic rehab provider in the United States. And they're good. They're all good. And then this retreat was going to get them to get to just great. And so I think that that's a really big mindset shift. And again, a lot of challenges that come with that.
So next we've got, does your planner match your priorities? Does your planner match your priorities? You guys have probably heard us say that if you guys are longtime listeners here. But we actually did a whole session on this for the CEO boardroom crew. And I mean, really, ultimately, it comes down to like knowing yourself, Nicole. What are your priorities? Because a business has a way of sucking in all of your time and effort and energy and focus in a way that can sometimes be all consuming and scary. And it takes you away from the reason you started the business in the first place.
And we've seen this happen with so many people where they either grow super fast or they get really successful over time, and they can look at themselves personally and not even recognize the person that is running the business, and not in a good way, because they've said, I want to start the business for to spend more time with my family, and then they are not. And you look at their how much they're treating, and they're treating all the way till 7 p.m. and someone else is putting their kids to bed, and like all of the things. And so especially at the CEO level, but honestly for any business owner, your planner needs to match your priorities. And so what is really more difficult as we look at number two, what got you here won't get you there. It's hard to see what your priorities should be and how they should be different from what they currently are. And that's what we teach and train at that CEO level. And it's mind-boggling when you actually start to look at what you're actually doing and on your schedule and what you learn you should be doing. And those things a lot of times don't match. So it was about a realignment of those things in the CEO retreat.
I like that term realignment, because that is something that can get out of alignment. And it can happen very easily. It happened for us, Nicole, as we were busy growing the business. And this was before kids and before we had some other responsibilities. But we were burning the midnight oil. We were burning the candle at both ends. And at the end of the day, you know, you look back and say, man, I wish we had had somebody to come in and say, hey, wait a second. You guys said that you prioritized your health and traveling and doing some of these other things. Where is that on your planner? Where is that time built in? And so really working with people, this is a passion of ours, not just in the CEO boardroom, but in all of our programs, of building a business that actually works for you. And you have to know what it is that you want out of the business. And then if I looked at your calendar without talking to you, without you justifying it, would it show me exactly what it is that you value? And a lot of times we get out of alignment with that.
Yes. And would it show us what you need to be doing in the business to take the business to the next level? And that's also a challenge sometimes, to just identify what that is and also schedule it in a way when it feels like everything is really important. And when everything's important, nothing's important. And so this is a really, it was a really big epiphany for a lot of folks in this room. And these people are the best of the best.
So that's number three, is does your planner match your priorities? Number four is that you need a tribe.
You just do.
And as people who, I mean, Nicole, we had to really create this for ourselves and hodgepodge this together as we were growing. And it certainly was never as great or supportive as what we try to create for everybody else. But man, there is something different about business owners. And it hits differently. We talk about different things. We understand each other. We understand the ups and the downs. We celebrate the wins. We commiserate with the challenges. Like all of that stuff. If you don't have that in your life, you can have people who are supportive, who are caring, who are empathetic, but who just don't get it.
Who just don't get it. And I will say this too. It's very interesting when people are deciding whether or not to do the mentorship at any of our levels, honestly, and they start talking about how much it costs, or, you know, am I going to be able to afford it? And I know it sounds cliche, but most people in business can't afford to not do it. It really is. And it's because of this like intangible thing about being able to say a vulnerable thing in front of people that you know and have them just understand, like, it, so many layers deep, what that actually means. So even just to give one example, like if we're talking about decreasing our patient schedules, right? You could have somebody tell you, oh, you shouldn't be treating patients. Look at me, I'm on vacation. But at the end of the day, the people that are in the boardroom, the people that are in our mentorship groups, like understand that that's a big deal, that they understand so many layers of it screws with your identity as a treating clinician. You have fears about that. You wonder if you're going to be relevant, like all of that stuff, and all of that goes and no one has to say a word about it. And that, I think, is like the biggest encapsulation of a tribe, and why there is something magical about mentorship in general, is because you get to be and gather with people that just get it. And that's just something that is so rare.
And that brings us really well, Nicole, to our last takeaway here, is that there is something magic about being in the room. And we've said this about Pelvicon and the energy that's there. We certainly feel that when we do retreats out here. There is something different about that. And these are people that we know, that we mentor on Zoom, that we have, in some cases, known for years and watched their businesses grow from a solopreneur to a place that's multi-clinician, multi-site, all of the things. But man, there's something about being in that room and being able to have those conversations in person that just, it hits different.
It does. And it's not even about the main topics of conversation that we had, but it's the inside jokes and the dance-off that we had on the boat and the other things that happened and the tangents of the conversations that happen and the little connections that we see people making. And man, it really is magical. So if you are in any mentorship program, make sure you get out to those things if the ones exist for you. Obviously, if it doesn't, you know, work out for whatever reason, it's fine. But also, it's kind of not fine because it really is so awesome.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we actually made the switch, Nicole, to include the retreats in our program. It used to be something that was kind of an add-on that people did in addition to. And it was so important for us. We wanted to include that in what we're doing to encourage as many people as possible to come out. And then again, we understand that everybody's in a different life situation. We really appreciate every single person who comes out is sacrificing something, time at the business, time with family, all of that to be with us. And we don't take that for granted at all and know that that's a sacrifice. But man, I can tell you that every single person got on a plane feeling inspired, having ideas for the business, having a fresh energy. We feel that way, certainly. And there's something just about being in the room with the people who get it, people who are inspiring to you, people who are going to push you in different ways, people who you can see yourself in and model yourself after. And the comparison too of just, there's so many people doing it in their own way. And I love seeing that too. When people come out, it's really neat to see. It's not just, oh, everybody's doing it in this way, but we have practices who do things very differently and have similar levels of success. And it's really neat to see those businesses start to reflect the identity and ethos of their owners. And that starts to infiltrate into their culture, into the way that they do everything. And it's really neat and inspiring to see.
Yeah, totally. And it's, you know, I'll just say one last thing about it too. The coolest thing for me to see is that not one of them looks like Pelvic Sanity. We pride ourselves on that. Like, it's not do it this way because it worked for us. I feel like that's just sort of elementary advice. And so we really help people to see the potential in themselves for what they want to build and then help them to get to that level. And that's what I feel like I'm so proud of everybody for. Yeah, pretty much everything that you've heard on this podcast say generally that we don't love, there's somebody in that group that does it that way but they understand why it works for them. They understand pros and cons. It's working. And so that's what I really love about our group is that there is no one right answer to make a badass business. And going back to number one, there are no limits on this for cash-based pelvic rehab providers anymore. So let's fucking go.
So those are the takeaways from our CEO retreat. Hope you guys have enjoyed this. If you are in business for yourself and have a cash-based practice, the best way to connect with us, actually get on to and go take a look at the Accelerator program. That is the 6-month coaching intensive. The next cohort of that comes in July. We've already taken more than 200 of you guys through that. But get on the wait list for that. That is going to be the entry into everything that we do and has been just transformational for the people who have been through it, the people who are in it right now. Again, we're so proud of all of you guys who have taken the leap, who have invested in yourselves, and who are making big changes in your business, because nothing is going to change unless you make it change. And I'm really excited to see everybody who's making those changes and taking their business to the next level. So, as always, we appreciate you guys listening. If you have any questions, please reach out. Let's keep this conversation going.
And let's continue to rise.